Oh man. Yeah, what a
Unbelievable.
sicko.
Shockingly, I'm single. All right.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
I know that shocked you. I think God's on the phone. I think God is on the phone.
God.
Just as I would have expected, God is very punctual. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, God is on the line.
And the booming voice.
Yeah, where is
And
the
the
booming voice?
booming voice.
This is the booming voice.
Nah.
And
I
don't
am
you see,
God.
aren't there lights flashing?
Nah.
I am God.
Well, then your face is defective.
I don't feel it, babe. I'm not feeling it.
You're not feeling that this is God? All right, well, God, you're on the line with me, Dr. Blockstein. The female voice that is doubting you is Dangerous Lee, and the male voice that is mocking you is Vinny Bond. Now, Vinny, how could you in your right mind...
voice that's a female voice.
Well, one of them is female. The other one is male.
I have a question to start the interview.
Okay. Go ahead,
is your
Vinny.
Is your real name Dimitri?
As in Karamazov?
God's humor is at a whole different plane than ours. We have to understand that. Now, sir, tell me, how does this work? Have you always been God, or did you realize at one point that you are God?
Both, and the same is true for you, too.
I'm God?
Righty then.
That's a traditional understanding of pantheism. There are
Explain.
Many gods.
Hell. What? WTF?
Dangerous. Dangerous. Give this guy a chance. I'm sorry, God. We're not used to intellectuals here. You have to excuse Dangerous Lee.
Right,
please.
Right. Don't excuse me.
That's all right. She can still go to school.
Okay, so teach us. Teach us, God.
You'd have to say about what?
Oh, about what? Oh, you want me? Oh, okay. So here's God.
Yeah, well, do you need to know about the birds and the bees and such? Do you want to know about literature? There's lots of things you could be taught.
Okay, so I would like to learn your history, because at one point in your life you were known by a I guess human name, Thomas M. Dish. Is that your name, or is that just your pen name? Are you God writing as Thomas M. Dish, or
no? I'm Thomas Dish. It's
okay.
Like Clark Kent. I mean, do you ask, is your name Superman or is it Clark Kent? It's both, isn't it?
It is both, but unlike Superman, where Clark Kent does not tell us that he is both Clark Kent and Superman, you've come out and declared yourself God. So you've come out of the heaven's closet, if you will.
For this book, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is only a... so are you God, or are you just channeling God to write this book called Word of God?
Well, I am God, certainly, yes.
Okay. So
how many people have told you that you sound like Emo Phillips?
I don't know who Emo Phillips is.
Why not?
You created him. You must have created Emo Phillips if you're a god.
I must have, but do you know how many millions of people I've created? I mean,
yes,
even in China. I mean, am I supposed to know all of their names? No.
No, and in fairness to you, Emo Phillips was not your best work.
But does he not sound like Emo?
I don't know what Emo Phillips sounds like, so I can't back you up there. So, God, tell
Is
me about the Word of God.
Star?
No, I think he's a comedian, right?
He's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
So, Thomas, or God, tell me about Word of God, which is your book. You've written
yes,
it as
yes.
God.
Mm-hmm.
You've written it as God or for God?
By God.
But it's my God. My God.
Yeah. I mean, I've written many, many books. So that's not new. And this one is the first one that I've written revealing my divine nature. But it's still a book by me. I think the prose style is... couldn't be feigned or faked by anybody I know.
Thomas or God, what in this book proves that you're God? In other words, what in this book can only God have written?
It's not the what. It's the style of the thing.
Of
the book, of the prose,
right.
And of the poetry.
Oh,
okay. So, God, being I guess what we're missing here, guys, is that we have this rare opportunity to speak to God, and it's just something
and
that we'll never get again.
I'm not missing anything.
I feel that we're blowing it. I have questions for you.
I have a lot of questions from the chat room, but I'm not sure you want to go there.
We'll get to the chat room in a second. But God, tell me, I'm Jewish. Vinny Bond, what are you, Vinny?
I was raised in the Roman Catholic religion. I'm not practicing it.
And Dangerous, what do you consider yourself?
I am not religious. I'm spiritual.
Okay, so God, tell me, what religion is right?
That's what all are these days, isn't it? It's like, can you get commitment?
So which one of us is right? Which religion is telling us the true story?
Mine.
And your religion is what?
It's there in the book.
Which one?
Well, I mean,
the Bible?
Would you ask Jesus if he was available for your program? Would you need anything more than the 2,000 years of history that have accumulated from him? I haven't been around as long. I'll give you that.
Jesus? Can I ask you a question, Jesus?
I'm not Jesus. I'm not Jesus. Jesus is Jesus.
We got radio Jesus.
We got radio Jesus here.
I am radio Jesus, my friends. And I was hoping that I would that perhaps you were my daddy.
Yikes!
I doubt it.
Yeah, thank you.
But I did. I'll tell you a story about when I was in London, and I went. This was about 1975, and I had been to St. Paul's Cathedral as the Christopher Wren masterpiece as a tourist, but I'd never been to a service there, so I thought it would be interesting to go to a Sunday service, and I did, and I was sitting about in the middle of the nave when this wild fellow comes running down the central aisle screaming about how he was God, and he got as far as the communion rail, and then a couple of tough ushers got hold of him and strong-armed him all the way back to the other end of the aisle and outside the cathedral. And after the service, he was still out there on the steps, looking very woebegone. I sat down beside him and said, "Tell me, you say you're God, just the way you're calling me up, right?" And he was so grateful for a bit of attention, and he told me about the troubles he had getting believed, and then he showed me this forlorn bit of a sheet of mimeograph paper that was his open letter to the whole world about how he was Jesus, etc. And
okay.
I did something wicked. I said, could I have a copy of this, please? And he said, it's my only copy. And I still begged him for it. And the conflict that was there between wanting the attention and holding on to that scrap of paper, it was so sad. Finally, he gave it to me. And I kept it. I can't think. Until my place in the country was ruined. I had a house up by Barrowville. And
God, are you telling us that you stole God's identity? Is that where the story is going?
Well, sort of. It made me aware of the preciousness of that particular kind of declaration. If somebody is going to say they're God,
yes,
you have to wonder what possessed them. And with
normally, with all due respect to God, I would first suspect mental illness.
Well, yes, but and if you'd seen him rush down the aisle of St. Paul's, you'd think so. But if you sat beside him on the steps afterwards, you could see that he was just an ordinary fellow who'd somehow thought this was going to be his moment of glory, and then it wasn't. And that's life. Everybody goes through that feeling of letdown after their big fireworks display. There was a
well, God, I gotta say, you know, and you may and everyone in the audience and Vinny and Dangerous may think I'm nuts by this, but I have the feeling that I know what you just said and the story you just told rolled over people's heads and made them glaze over a little bit. But I guarantee, and I do have this feeling that that when you listen back to the story a second time, you're mm-hmm. going to get a message. Because I truly believe that.
Yeah.
No, I
know what message I'm going to get. Why did
no.
I listen a second time?
Why not? No, Vinny, because I really think that there was a nugget in there that is going to be helpful to all of us. I just know that I didn't get the nugget the first time around. It's got to be there, right, God?
Well,
I was throwing you a bone, my man.
Yes, I know. I was just back in St. Paul's Cathedral thinking about that poor asshole.
Well,
now, God.
Hey.
Is that any way to speak about one of your children?
I don't think that's disrespectful. I think it's part of ordinary human humility.
But you're not
we're not souls. What?
Yes, we are. Vinny, stop arguing with God. God, thank you for joining us. Word of God and God, aka
what?
Aka Thomas M. Dish. How do we say your human name?
Is that all there is? We're
all that is all there is. That's it. That's all we got, my man.
Well, piss on your shoes.
All right. Well, God, thank you. Word of God is on Amazon.com. For those of you who
boxes are briefs.
What?
No wonder I'm not religious.
Boxes are briefs.
Vinny, I'm trying to get rid of God. Why do you keep encouraging him?
Because he just told me to piss on my shoes.
All right. You don't have to pick a fight with God. God, humor him. Do you wear boxers or briefs?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. God, everybody.
Wow, he wears them all.
God, thank you.
Hey,
Piss on your shoes. I'm telling you, it was Dimitri. He said words just like Dimitri did.
That's not Dimitri. Oh, my God.
No, let's not talk about him anymore. And that was another question from the chat room. When he screams out, does he say, oh, my me?
Those are all very good questions. Vinny, these are all very good questions. I just had to get rid of him. You understand.
Did he know who was on the grassy knoll?
Did you see what was going on there, Vinny? You would ask him a question, and it would take forever to get an answer. I did not want to encourage more questions. I think I made the right choice.
Dude, I got it. But, you know, I mean, I was having a lot of fun with them.
Well, you know what? We can have the Vinny Bond Hour. You can have a whole hour with God. You can ask him about his opinions of Bob Saget.
You going to call me back after the show and apologize for ripping me a new one again?
No, and I shouldn't have done it the first time. Every time I rip you a new one, you deserve it. All right. Let's regroup a little bit. Dangerous.
Not like one of us.
Apparently, you know what? He's very he's very close to us. We're all assholes.
Piss on your shoes.
Vinny.
Is that all there is? Is that all there is?
All right, calm down, Vinny. You assume that he is normal. He's obviously not.
No,
although I am kind of.
He's always now.
I am kind of. I'm kind of intrigued to hear what a raving lunatic would write in a book. I may get it just for that.
You didn't get a free copy?
You didn't have him. You booked him and you didn't have him send you a copy?
No, please. I'm going to ask God for a copy of a book.
Why not?
Well, whatever. All right.
Bro wants to know where the Scientologists are when you need them.
Right. Vinny is getting some good stuff from the chat room today. Thank you. All right, we have Talia Cole coming up. Thank you. I am sorry to everybody to put you through that. Dangerous, congratulations. Last week you had your anniversary show.
Oh, thank you, darling. Yes, 1 year of Blog Talk Radio.